Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter Babul Istikharati wal Mushawarati, and we were explaining that this is a chapter on seeking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on mutual consultation. Mushawara, mutual consultation, consulting one another. And nobody that is free from consultation, and nobody should feel that I am beyond any consultation. Actually, this is a great blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's created such a thing as Mashwara. And one of the things that Mashwara does, consultation does, is that it takes away, it removes that doubt that is there in the heart. So often there is a situation where a person is not sure, that should I do something, should I not do it, should I get into this particular agreement or not, should I commit myself or shouldn't I commit myself. There's a constant taraddud that's in the heart. Taraddud means uncertainty. So now to get rid of this uncertainty, one of the things, mechanisms that have been created in Shariat is to consult. And because this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we seen in the ayat yesterday, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, consult them in matters. In other words, consult the sahaba in matters. Despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receiving wahi, to teach us that despite him receiving wahi, he was also told that consult with sahaba, showing us that it is such a great sunnah, that person that is receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also told to consult with the sahaba. And the other ayat, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ Allah ta'ala says, regards to the sahaba, whose matters are done by mutual consultation. Their matters, their works, etc. is done by mutual consultation. أَيْ يُشَاوِرُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ That they make mashwara between themselves. This act of mashwara is such a great thing that normally we think that the outcome of the mashwara is the thing that brings the barakat. The thing that brings barakat is not what the outcome is, in other words, what the result. The mashwara said, I should do this, now I followed the process, and now that outcome is that outcome that brings barakat. The actual barakat is done merely by the fact that a person is engaging in mashwara. In other words, the fact that he took the step to consult, that step in itself, without even the outcome being reached as yet, that mere step of going and making mashura is acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That step in itself has already brought barakat, has already brought ease, and is already making the whole process much easier because the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being followed. So here we find that this mashura is something that should be taking place all the time. And mashura is not restricted or limited only to a person's akhirat matters, things of this, as far as our deen is concerned. Mashura extends to every aspect of our lives. For example, a person is building a house, and now he consults with the people that are in that field as far as building a house is concerned. So he will consult with an architect, he'll consult with an engineer, he'll consult maybe with somebody that is like a quantity surveyor or other people that are specialists in that field. So all it does, it helps him and gets him assists him in getting the right types of advice as far as that project is concerned. He's going into that project. So it's not limited, it's not restricted only to dini matters. Even in our worldly matters, a person is consulting an accountant to get advice as far as accounting is concerned. He's now consulting he's consulting a doctor. So in every aspect of our life, we consult those people that are knowledgeable. Ulama explained that are knowledgeable are people that are amanatdar, people that have got a sense of responsibility in them. In talk of sense of responsibility, they got a responsibility and they got this sense of understanding that one day I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm responsible I'm also responsible as far as the person that is asking me. So one is amanatdari and one is imanatdari. The person is a responsible person. He's got, and one more thing, ulama explained, he must have zimidari in him. He must have a sense of responsibility. He must be honest. He must have a person that has a conscience. Otherwise, sometimes you consult a person who doesn't have a conscience. He's more worried about his fee than worried about the advice that he's giving. So one is a person that has iman and dari in him. Person has got some type of deen in him. That he'd be very honest, he'd be very careful in the way he's giving that mashura. Even in our worldly matters, we should look for people like this. Ideally, look for people like this, who are very honest, very pure in what they say, and they are genuine in what they say. They have a sense of responsibility, and at the same time, these people are knowledgeable in the field that we are making mashwara and we are seeking counsel from. Somehow amongst the etiquettes of mashwara, ulama explain, is that when a person is being consulted, at that time he mustn't have a need, for example, to eat. He mustn't be extremely hungry, because now that will be the overpowering thing at the time of consultation. He mustn't have a need, for example, use the toilet. He mustn't have any other need that is troubling him. His mind must be free at the time of mashwara. And another thing that ulama explained as far as mashwara is concerned, is the person that is being consulted should not be a person that has some personal interest in the matter. In other words, there will be some conflict of interest in the matter. Very few people are such that despite having conflict of interest, they will still give mashwara, they will still give counsel and advice in favor of the other party. So long as there is some conflict of interest, a person is thinking in his own benefit, thinking for his own benefit. And another thing ulama explained is there should not be any dushmani. Dushmani means there shouldn't be any type of hatred between the two parties. The person that's giving the counsel and the person that is receiving the counsel. If there is some type of dushmani, then what you will find, then counsel won't be free from any type of malice, any type of prejudice. So therefore these things should be kept in mind. The person that is being asked for counsel must be knowledgeable in the matter. He must have a sense of responsibility. He must have a sense of iman and dari. He must know that I have to be answered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that innal mustashara mu'taminun. That person that is asked for counsel, that person is in a position of trust. In other words, that counsel, that advice that is being asked is actually a trust from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must give the most appropriate counsel, keeping the interest of the person asking in mind and not his own interest in mind. This also is taught to us in our deen. There's an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi that he required a house and he had a neighbor that was selling his house. So the neighbor was selling his house and the news had come that the neighbor is considering to sell. Not yet on the market, but considering to sell his house because his neighbor got a job in another town. So he just got a job in another town selling his house and he's moving to another town somewhere far away to go and start a new job. So what happened? That neighbor came to ask Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi for mashwara. And now Mawlana himself needed that house. Hazrat Mawlana Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with two wives. He needed another house, he needed another place. So now this was the most ideal, the one that is directly next to his existing property. But what happened was that neighbor came to ask him for counsel. What a man he must have been. The neighbor also is coming to ask the neighbor to give me some advice. That I'm going now, I'm leaving, and I'm going to another town. I'm selling up here and I'm moving. In other words, he came to ask him for nasihat advice and also informed him of what plans he had in mind. So Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, look at it, this is what you call iman ad-dari. Although he wanted that house and this was the ideal house for himself, he told that person that don't sell this house of yours. And the reason I'm telling you don't sell this house is because in case you go to the other town and you don't like that job there and you find that it's not ideally suited for you, you're not happy there, at least you'll have a house to come back to. Only sell this house when you're 100% sure that you're comfortable with that job in that other town and you've settled and you feel as though now you're going to stay there and you don't want to come back. Now you sell this house because you won't need this house any longer. But until that time, you don't sell this house. This is what you call a person who amanat dari. Although he needed that house and it was the most ideal one for him, but he still gave mashura in the interest of the person that is asking and not in his own interest. Allah Ta'ala give us that level of amanat dari and imanat dari. But this is one of the benefits of mashura. Such a fine point, but it makes such a big difference. Person just sells up everything and goes to another place and then he realizes that this is not for me. But the problem he's got is he sold up everything where he left. So now it becomes so difficult for him to even come back. So one lesson we learn from here is that a person must be sure what he's doing. And if he takes mashura, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that through the barakat of mashura, that uncertainty in the heart will also be removed. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.